January 30, 1938. All that is done by one who lives in the divine will acquires divine nature. Its prodigies in creating the divine life within the human act. Feast for the whole of heaven. The true return for the creation. My poor mind swims in the sea of the divine volition. Its murmuring is continuous, but about what is it murmuring? Love, souls, and light that want to invest each one of its children, and reign within them. Oh, how many stratagems of love it uses to make them enter again into the womb of its light from which they were delivered. And, in pain, it says, my children, let me reign, and I will give you so much grace that you will recognize that you are children of your celestial Father. But as my mind was getting lost in this divine sea, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, renewed his short little visit and all goodness told me, my little daughter of my divine volition, so great is the anxiety so many the size because my will wants to reign in the act of the creature, that it begins spying to see if the soul calls it prime act of her own acts. Once being called, it puts on a festive air and runs, blowing inside the act of the creature to impress its creative strength on it, and to convert it into divine nature. Therefore, this creature feels the nature of the divine love that invests her, surrounds her and flows like blood in her veins even in the marrow of her bones, in the beating of her heart. So, her entire being says nothing other than love. Converting human acts into divine nature are the greatest prodigies that my will can do. It cannot give other than what it possesses. It possesses love, and love it gives. Oh, how happy it feels for not seeing or feeling anything, but love neither can it do without loving. In giving love to the creature, by nature, my will placed her in the divine order, all is harmony between God and the creature. One can say that my will threw the creature into our own maze of love. So, if she adores, thanks or blesses, its divine strength runs to change that adoration, thanksgiving and blessing into divine nature. Therefore, the creature has it in her power, as if by nature, always to adore, thank and bless the Supreme Majesty, because what my will communicates by nature possesses the continuous and unceasing act. So, we keep her at our disposal. Our love finds one who loves it with its own love, and feels the need to pour itself out, having found one to whom to unleash its outpourings. Our Majesty finds its eternal adorations in the creature who can really say to it a divine thank you, a divine I bless you. In sum, we find someone who can give us of ourselves. Oh, how we love this more than celestial creature. She keeps us always in activity, so that we can give her whatever we want. And giving for us is being more beatified and more happy. On the other hand, one who does not live in our volition keeps us, as if idle without activity. And if we give something, all is measured, since we don't know where to put it. We fear that she will waste it and will not be able to appreciate what little we give her. Then, with even stronger anxiety, he added, my good daughter, the prodigies that my fiat operates in the act of the creature who lives in it are unheard of. As it sees that she is about to perform it, my fiat runs to take the act in its hands. It purifies it, molds it and invests it with light. Then it looks at it, to see if that act can receive its sanctity and its beauty. If it can enclose it within its immensity. If it can let flow within it its power, its love. Once it has done everything because nothing can be lacking to its act, it kisses it, hugs it, and pours itself all over it. With indescribable solemnity and love, it pronounces its omnipotent fiat, and creates another self in that act. The heavens become all attentive when my will is about to operate in the act of the creature. They are moved, remaining amazed and enraptured, exclaiming, is it possible that a God and his will, thrice holy, can reach so much love to the extent of creating himself in the act of the creature? My verified goes back to look at what it has done in the act of the creature, and it feels enraptured, delighted in seeing its new life. Taken by indescribable joy, It makes feast for the whole of heaven, and abounds in pouring out graces upon all the earth. I call these acts my life, my act, echo of my power, the prodigies of my love. My daughter, make me happy. These are the joys of my creation, the feasts of my creative virtue, being able to form one of my lives for each act done by the creature. Therefore, call me always in your acts, never put me aside, and I will always do new things in you to astonish all peoples. Only then will I have the return and the glory of the whole creation, when I will have filled heaven and earth with many of my new lives